So we get a little bit of a foreshadowing because God is talking to Moses, saying, I have heard what my people are saying, what the Israelites are saying, and I have remembered my covenant, and I will deliver these people. And you're going to go, and you're going to be my agent, and you're not going to go empty-handed. You're going to utterly plunder Israel. Of course, this is an impossibility. Moses knows this is this can't happen. Not in the natural, anyway. He has a few questions. And we're going to watch this story unfold. But this is the epic story of God's ultimate rescue of his people, where he puts his own arms around this people and says, you are mine. You are all of the children that I spoke to my servant Abraham of when I took him outside and said, look at the stars. Can you number them? When I said, look at the sand on the seashore, can you number it? These are those people I was speaking of. And I will honor my covenant with Abraham and rescue this people and bring them to myself, and they will be mine. These will be my children, and I will be their God. But we get to share in that heritage. We are those people as well, through Christ Jesus. As we will see, there are many parallels. But this is our story. This is our heritage. And as we look back and watch what God does, the rest of the Old Testament will be this story. We will see this epic exodus. But the rest of the Old Testament is the ebb and flow of man's relationship, the children of Israel's relationship to God. So watch it closely so that you have this bedrock context, because you will find yourself in this story, as will I, as will we all. And we can look back down the corridor of history, find ourselves, and see very clearly that the banner that has been carried forward for thousands of years is now in our hands. And we are living history. And we must have that context as we walk forward, because what we do matters. It affects everything that comes next in this world.